I'm Dale Esty, and I am the author of The Elephant Talks to God, a book of short stories, which fits the title perfectly because that's what it's all about. The elephant does talk to God and has nice conversations. It's not as if the elephant is crazy. He does talk and have replies. It's published by Goose Lane Editions in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and it is now also on Kindle. And I'm going to read three excerpts from it. Giving a, I hope, a decent rounded taste of what these stories are like. The elephant was a curious pachyderm and followed his persistent quest with a guileless intensity. More lucky than smart, said some of the other elephants as he blundered his way toward another piece of knowledge. They nodded their heads in his direction with the heavy weight of caution, and warned their small ones that too much thought would make them strange. An elephant wades in water, they would sagely say, only if the mud hole is wide enough. And the little ones would watch him as they stood between the legs of their parents and wish that they could follow. The elephant surveyed the remnants of shattered trees, the gouged earth, and the still turbulent waves. You know, he said, looking up at the storm cloud hovering overhead, a herd of us on the rampage have gotten nothing on you when the mood strikes. You trying to tear down in one night what it took 7 days to create? 6 days, noted the cloud. On the seventh day you rested, finished the elephant. You gotta be patient with us lumbering beasts. After all, you didn't give us fingers so we could count. But I did give you memories, said the cloud. I know, said the elephant. I haven't forgotten. And this display, added God, looks far worse than it is. Natural forces occur to keep my earth in a happy balance. Life is already reviving and reasserting itself. Could you not be a bit more gentle? Asked the elephant. My winds must go somewhere, said God. As you already mentioned, even elephants go upon the occasional rampage. I've never done anything like this, said the elephant. You've not seen yourself from the ant's point of view, answered God. The elephant was singing to himself and watching the butterflies. They swarmed around his head and fluttered beneath his trunk, sometimes brushing against his tusks. His small eyes darted excitedly about, lost in the colors. Even so, he did not fail to notice the cloud moving slowly across the sky. It's like eyelashes, said the elephant. I beg your pardon? Asked the cloud. They feel like eyelashes when they touch me, explained the elephant, who raised his head to look at the cloud. The movement caused the butterflies to float away on the air currents. I see, said the cloud. Sometimes they touch my eyes, said the elephant, with their wings. Yes. It tickles, said the elephant. And do you laugh? I giggle sometimes, answered the elephant. They give me a funny look. Have you ever stopped to think what you sound like to a butterfly? No, answered the elephant. Probably like the voice of God. The elephant chuckled at that for a moment and then grew silent. He blew a little gust of air to help a few tardy butterflies along and then looked up at the cloud. Can I ask you a question? Everyone else does, answered God. What have you got for me this time? It's about the butterflies. Yes? How come they only live for just a season? The elephant looked down at the ground, then back to the cloud. They're so beautiful and so light and friendly, and they do a great job of taking pollen everywhere and helping the flowers and plants. Why, they're even making sure there's going to be food for me. Isn't that right?
That's right, answered the cloud. From the butterfly to you, with a few extra stages thrown in.
So why do they die so soon?
Butterflies don't live a season, said God. They live a life.
But they're gone when...
They're gone when it's their time, answered the cloud.
To a butterfly, the season is their life.
They expect nothing more and fulfill their existence.
To the trees, your life is brief.
You mean a butterfly thinks of its seasons like I think of my years?
Seconds are hours, long shadows are short. It's all the same kind of time, said God.
The butterfly feels he has as long a life as you.
Really? Asked the elephant.
Yes, said God.
I'm glad, said the elephant.
And then God spoke to the elephant and called him by his name and filled his heart full of his beloved butterflies. And they soared through his blood, wingtip to wingtip, until he understood the power of their life.